The One Act Players present Great Moments in History! France, 1793.
This way? Through here?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Oh, are we going for a ride?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Splendid! Where's my carriage?
Here.
That is not my gilded carriage. Oh, that is a manure cart from the cowsheds.
A tumbril, Your Majesty.
It's rather too rustic for me, I think.
Get in, Your Majesty.
Oh, it is to be an adventure, then. Well, help me up. It will be so nice to get outside again. I've been cooped up inside ever since the day I met with the... No.
The tribunal, Your Majesty?
Yes, the tribunal. That was the last time I was outside, and that's most unsatisfactory. A queen must feel the wind blow from time to time for proper health, you know?
As you say.
Why, just yesterday, I said to Genevieve, it's been far too long since I've gone on a picnic. Come back tomorrow, and I shall command them to let us go. And do you know what she said to me?
No, Your Majesty.
She said, oh, Mary, it shall be no picnic. So, will our adventure include a picnic?
Not exactly, Your Majesty.
I do so love picnics. Once, all the ladies at court went on a wonderful picnic, and we rode in a cart a lot like this one, except it was cleaner and all decorated with ribbons and flowers. And didn't smell so awful.
As you say,
when we got to this little park, there was a cow there. A real live cow. At least, they told me it was a cow. Anyway, it had these things dangling down. I wouldn't touch them myself. I had my maid Cosette do it. And do you know what she said?
What?
She said they felt just like a girl would expect them to feel. I thought that was rather clever. Vulgar, but clever.
As you say, Your Majesty.
Oh, look! My subject. Hello! Thank you. Hello! Quite a lot of them today. I'll tell you a secret. Sometimes I feel that I don't understand the masses. Why, I remember when this delegation came to the palace and said the people had no bread. Like I could do something. Do I look like a baker?
No, Your Majesty.
No, certainly not. Do you know what I told them? I thought this was rather witty, actually. I said, then let them...
Eat cake?
You know, does everyone know?
Oh, I believe so, Your Majesty.
That's just marvelous! Louis will be thrilled. He's so worried about our legacy. Are we there? I was just beginning to enjoy the ride. Oh, look! What is that up on the stage? Oh, it's a swing, isn't it? And so unusually high. Well, help me down. I love to swing. We had quite a lovely one at Versailles. Do I go up this way?
Yes, Your Majesty.
I've never had a swing like this before. I don't quite see where to sit.
Allow me, Your Majesty. You kneel here and lean forward.
Oh, okay, like this?
Yes, Your Majesty. Now rest your head there.
Of course. Now then, does it go back and forth?
No, Your Majesty.
Oh, round and round?
No.
Oh. Oh, then surely it must go up and down.
As you say, Your Majesty.
I knew it! Something new and revolutionary! How exciting! When does it start?
Oh, quite soon, Your Majesty.
Very well. Let them eat cake. That was really quite witty. Really very amusing.
As you said, Your Majesty.
Tune in again for another Great Moment in History! Great Moments in History is a one-act audio theater production. Cake No Frosting was written by Jim Court and featured Marie-Amélie Poisson as Marie Antoinette, with Digby Christian as her jailer. Recorded at What You Say Studios in San Francisco. Produced and directed by Glenn Carlson and the One Act Players, who invite you to visit our website at www.oneact.org.